The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I don't think you can start against a team like the Thunderbirds like that, and then that sets up the rest of the game. It's very hard to fight back against a team like the Thunderbirds, because once they get into a rhythm and we're trying to fight our way out of a corner, it just got messier and messier, and it didn't sort of seem to matter what we tried. We couldn't stem the flow. I thought, you know, we started making some headway in that second quarter and then we let it go again. So it's frustrating. But, you know, as a coach, you sit there and you go, we need to review everything we've done. How did we prep? What could we have done better? All those things. So there'll be a few sleepless nights, I think, for all of us. I think the players will definitely, you know, like, they come off the court and they're not feeling good and telling you how sorry they are, and there will be moments in that game that will give them nightmares, probably for the rest of their lives. But it's about picking ourselves up. We have an opportunity next week against the Giants, but we're not going to win any games if we play like that, and we know that. Yeah.
What's your thoughts, Reeves?
Pretty well the same. Yeah, we don't even train like that.
Yeah.
Let alone play like that. So I think that's the disappointing thing.
Yeah.
You can see that from a lot of the reaction on court. Was as soon as that ball got let go or something had happened, everyone was like, oh, I can't believe I did that. Is that a reflection of the pressure that the Thunderbirds set on you? Was it just one of those games that you just need to
I think we do have to give them credit, you know, like, and some of the errors that we were making on attack that we didn't recover from the start of the game right through to the end was because of their great defence. But they're human, you know, like, and so are we. And it just, when you're under pressure, it's about making those really great decisions, and that's the step we have to take, and we haven't quite got there yet.
You must be pleased with Sandholt when she came on and what she showed. I mean, 6 out of 7 super shots shows that she has the ability to shoot from range and under pressure. You must be pleased with some of her injections.
Highlight, yeah, look, really, really happy with how she went. I think she was going at about 100% right till the last quarter. Our stats went a bit dead on the sideline, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But yeah, to step up and do what she did was pretty outstanding. And we've always had that belief in her, but to see her go out and do that, and I think the challenge for us has always been just ripping that ball in and knowing her strength and her ability. And I think she can take really great confidence out of that game tonight and keep moving forward in this competition.
Has she earned her start on court against a great opportunity next week against Giants?
Look, I think that we obviously have to take care of the players within our group and make sure that everybody's okay with where we're at. And the reality is that you have to perform and you have to do your job, and she's definitely put her hand up to be selected for that position. But I don't want to be reactive too quickly. I just want to make sure the rest of our team is okay. Yeah.
Ruby, what's your takeaways from today, and what opportunities do you see present themselves for Sydney against the Giants? Because they are, well, we'll find out in a second, a little bit later, but they're winless at the moment.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think a lot of our focus has to be moving forward. I think we really need to park that game and just look, onto next week's game. I think the Giants game is a really gettable game for us, so that's exciting, and I think that'll provide, a fair bit of motivation for our group. But takeaways is just, like, our start. Like, you just can't have a start like that in SSN. Like, just full stop, really. And we haven't had one of those, so can't have another one.
Yep. Start and volume, because 9, 14, 11 and 12, like, really low scoring quarters as well, so probably need to increase the volume and more opportunity to attack. I mean, your centre pass conversion today was really low, so those areas of improvement.
Yeah, and then the week before against the Lightning it was around 80%, so we don't want to dismiss this game as an anomaly and forget about it, because you still have to learn from these games, because we never want to be in this position again. So I agree, it's hard because we do want to park it, but we have to learn from it. But we need to go back to the stuff that we were doing well last week and bring that back to the table against the Giants. And I think that's the the piece that as a coach I am confident about is that we know what we are capable of doing when we are going well. Our centre pass D was also really great against the Lightning. Quality sides. So we can do this. And tonight we didn't. Yeah.
Is that your biggest challenge moving forward, is to not let this, because if you kind of look at an overall picture now, you go, you haven't won since round two last year, to not go, not let this be a really confidence sapping moment, because against both the Vixens and the Lightning, there have been really good moments.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And I tend not to, you know, like I get reminded of the, by other people, of the streak that we're on, but I am very much week to week, and so are the girls. Like, we can't look, we can't do anything about those things now. They're gone. But what we can do is learn from it and keep pushing forward. And so I was really proud of how we did that last year as a group, and we hung together. And I think that's the key thing for us right now, is making sure, you know, teams can implode. When you're on this much of a losing streak, we've got to stay together, but we've got to be really real with each other about what that looks like going forward.
Your other big challenge, too, as Sam alluded to, is your shooters. And I guess while Maddie's out, you can carry four shooters into a match. It's pretty tough to... You can't do it all season, I guess. So are there going to have to be some tough conversations and moments?
Yeah, so I mean, having an 11-man squad, I'm very happy, obviously, that we put Alison as an 11th player, because it allows us that ability to bring her in if we need to. We are lean in the midcourt because of that four, but Ruby, as we can see, can play wing D, and we actually had Emily backing up wing attack. If anyone went down, we need to have those options. It's not ideal, to be honest. You do want to have good balance in the numbers of people that you have in your team. But we will look at all the scenarios, and we'll look at all the numbers, and we will decide late. We decide on a Thursday. We give everybody the opportunity at training to claim a bib, and that's what we'll do this week.
How I guess proud of her are you, though? You wore a lot of criticism last year for keeping her on in that game and in extra time, but you came in and said, I have that belief in her that she could perform in that moment. And she learnt a lot, obviously, from it. So to see her come in only a second opportunity at this level and perform like she did today, was that...
I mean, look, that win against Swiss would have been fantastic, but I was at that stage in the season, our season had gone, I was looking ahead to, okay, like, and it was also Gizzy, we left Gizzy out there as well, and things like that. You have to make those decisions sometimes to give people those opportunities, and oh, she was gutted after that game. But I said to her, mate, now you've been in there, now it means that when you step out there again, you'll be more successful, and I think we saw the fruits of that tonight. Thank goodness that worked, but anyway, you try and set your team up as best you can, and I think she proved her mettle and showed the quality of player that she is. Yeah.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports, and we're on the podcasts rail.